Welcome to Hammer Down! No more sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Animated Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He is a bearded wonder. How you doing today, pal?
Day, Tony.
How are you doing?
Day, Tony.
Did you see the news?
Go on.
I don't know if I should rise for this. Maybe take off our hats.
What are you doing?
Man, am I in camera?
Yeah, Tony, I can't adjust that camera.
Yeah, I know.
Yep, right there.
Okay. What are we doing?
Last year, it was an incredible thing. The entire year, it was an incredible thing. We won lots and lots of money because of this thing. It was off to a slow start this year, but it really started gaining some steam, so much steam that we jumped back on the wagon and won some more money again. But, unfortunately, I hate to do this, Chris Flexen has been moved to the bullpen. Flexen Day is dead. Moment of silence for Chris Flexen. Your face looks surprised. Did you know about this?
When did this happen?
Seems about an hour ago.
And Gonzalez stays in?
No. Well, maybe. The tweet I read was that fucking George Kirby will remain in the rotation.
Oh, fuck off, dude.
Amazing.
Flexen's been so good besides his last start.
How sweet the sound. Flexen Day is dead.
Mariners always do this. They always gotta fuck around. They did it last year. Remember they made that trade at the deadline? Everybody lost their minds?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? What's Flexen's ERA compared to Kirby?
I don't know.
It's not even close. Gonzalez is like,
I don't know, dude. I don't know, dude.
It says Flexen's got a 3.92. I didn't know I was going to start the show this way, but I just saw it. And tell you what, it had to be covered.
How did I miss this?
3-4-0 for, that was his last game. 3-4-0 for Kirby. About the same, you know, who knows?
What's Gonzalez, 6?
Marco?
Yeah, they just want to keep a lefty in for the fuck of it?
Probably, yes. As we go on, we remember.
Can't fuck with a guy's confidence like this either. Trade him, you bums. Fucking waste an arm.
Spent together as the rotation change. All right, sorry to do that to you. Bruce, how you doing today, Paul?
I'm doing well, dude. What's going on?
Fucking St. Jude Classic, first round.
Championship. St. Jude Championship.
We're changing the name?
No, I don't.
It's a Super Cup today, too.
Fucking what?
Real Madrid against Frankfurt, Europa League winner against Champs League winner.
Wow. Is it started?
What time?
I don't think it's kicked off yet.
We got to pick for it later?
No, Real Madrid's very favorite. Barcelona fucking really in it now, though, unfortunately.
I saw that.
What? this is the one. So your best player you've ever had in the history of your fucking team. You forced him out because you couldn't stop buying players.
Lionel Messi, that's what we're talking about.
And then you run it back this year and do the same thing. They're going to lose two players that they bought for free because they can't register them.
Well, are we fading them this year then?
No, just kick them out of the fucking league.
Whoa, fucking kick them off the tour, Doug?
Gotta do it.
Yeah, they did it to the Italian teams for fucking that match fixing. What's worse than that? Barcelona's fucking disgracing the game every fucking year. It's a joke. Bring in Lewandowski, bringing all these other guys, and then they haven't even paid the players they have. Like, it makes no sense.
Fucking get it figured out is what we need to know.
They should start the Super League and take whoever fucking bum teams they want to play with them, because nobody does.
And Cutter's moving the fucking World Cup up.
So, I mean, that thing. There has never been a World Cup that hasn't started with the host team.
I know. I know that.
Ever. Ever. Like, in the history.
I'm so confused.
But they want it to be a standalone game on the first day.
That's sports watching, baby.
I thought that's what they always did, though. Like, they do the opening ceremony and then, like...
No, it's not just the first game. Yeah. That's the Olympics.
They do it for the World Cup, too. They have an opening ceremony, and then, like, when it was in Brazil or wherever it was. Yeah, fucking Dua Lipa plays.
Oh, yeah, it's a banger.
Yeah, exactly. Man, how are you doing today?
Good, Tony. We are very due on... It's a no-run first inning
day. Good, Cody, man.
An RFI day?
Yeah, it's a no-run first inning day. We've already lost the Mets. Well, the Mets came home.
What goes into it being a no-run first inning
Mitt,
day?
Now, if people have never watched the show, Mitt is not a baseball bettor, so this is
a new development.
New development.
You see, some days you just wake up and you're in the office and you're like, well, I really want to bet on something. I want it to be a lot of action. I want it to be high stress.
Okay, so quick first inning bets.
Yeah, you want the quick hits. No, you want to go to the racetrack today.
You want to go to the track.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right now, before this game throws off, up, and it just did. Never mind. All right.
The game
is going to throw A's. I was going to throw A's Angels.
What the fuck inning,
but
is going
it just,
on,
just kicked off. So
the game,
never mind. We
the game is thrown off.
The game has been thrown off. All right. Today, what do we have?
What's the bet here?
No, we'll get to it when we do baseball. We'll get to it when we do baseball. Today, we've got FedEx Cup. We've got baseball. We've got the Packers. We've got some preseason information if you're interested in that. So let's jump right into it. Let's start. I've put some preseason bets in. I'm going to run through them. You know, see what you guys think.
The third stringer for the Finns was slinging it again today against the Bucks.
Fucking Skylar Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, I loved when K-State was playing well, it was because Skylar Thompson was in. He was hurt a little bit last year. He's also a mobile quarterback, which I like to bet on in the preseason because, you know, those O-lines are going to break down a bit. If you could scramble a little bit, that is a thing. The bets I have in already, though, my in-pocket bets. Let's see here. Let me scroll through. Rory McIlroy. Ravens. I'm going to start with the Ravens tomorrow night, laying the 3. Now, Titans not playing Tannehill. Most vets are going to sit. Ravens, most vets are going to sit too, so don't worry about the vets. Right now on the depth chart, Logan Woodside is the quarterback ahead of Malik Willis. Not a huge Logan Woodside guy, but...
I have many people who are.
But for the Ravens, you go Huntley, who played pretty good last year when Lamar was out. Then you got Huntley. Yeah. Huntley's a experienced, slightly mobile veteran quarterback. And then they got the rookie from Oregon, who's a very mobile quarterback, Anthony Brown. So I think I'm going to go Ravens there. I think the Jets might have the best preseason quarterback room of all of them because they're all going to play. And it's
Flacco's a starter.
Zach Wilson, Flacco, Mitch White, a.k.a. Mike White, and fucking Stravolski.
Stravolski's there too?
Yeah.
The Jets look good.
Now, they are the Hurts and Minshew's a pretty good room there, but the guys who come in after fucking Hurts and Minshew, nothing. So I'm going Jets plus the 1. Carolina Panthers plus 1.5. Mayfield and Darnold, I believe, are both going to play. And then you go with Corral and PJ Walker. That's a pretty solid fucking preseason quarterback room.
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't say high. Like, I'm high on the Saints. I'm not high on the Panthers, but I think the Panthers are going to be better than what people think.
I think Hammer Down's got a respect for the Panthers because they did well for us to start last year, and then they kind of tailed off. They have a good defense when they're healthy. Obviously, when McCaffrey was
there. They were 4-1 with Darnold before McCaffrey went down.
So I'm going to go Panthers plus the 1.5. They have the football team, which we know Wentz is going to play, and then Heinicke goes, and then Howell goes. That's not a terrible little quarterback room there, but I like the Panthers one a little bit better. I'm going to go Texans plus 1.5. They're against the Saints. Sounded like Davis Mills was going to play. Kyle Allen's experienced starter. Jeff Driscoll.
You don't trust Ian Book?
Huh?
You don't trust Ian Book? He looked good last year.
Yeah, so I saw Ian Book one time last year, and now was running for his life the entire fucking time.
Didn't he know he had like 48 hours notice, too?
Yeah, and it was not good.
They tried to sign fucking Drew Brees, dude.
But Jameis's injury, Jameis is probably not going to start.
Nah, are they gonna
give Andy Dalton any run?
Hell yeah.
I would.
Probably. All right, so Dalton gets a little bit, but then it's Ian Book and KJ Costello who they just brought in.
Don't sleep on KJC, okay. My friend. Okay,
something to think about there. Looking at Rams plus the 3.5. You got the Wolf. And then you got Bryce Perkins, who was actually really good in the preseason last year, against Easton Stick. Easton Stick may get the entire game if Chase Daniel doesn't go. And their backup is Brandon Peters, who was Illinois' quarterback last year. Did you hear a lot of good stuff about Illinois' quarterback play last year?
I did not.
No, I didn't either. Okay, so that was that one.
Be sweet if he went all four quarters.
Yeah, I know, right? And then Raiders on Monday night, I think I might lay again just because they've already played a game.
Yeah, how could you not?
I'm not betting
against Stidham and Nick Mullins.
No, and I fucking Carr might get some run, to be honest.
Well, Jacobs might play all four quarters this week.
And then who knows if Kirk Cousins is going to play, but behind him is Sean Mannion. He's like 6'12 and plays quarterback. And Kellen Mond, who, what's his name thought about Kellen Mond? So.
I like the Patriots getting 3.
Yeah, I looked at that.
They've covered 8 of their last 11 preseason games. You throw in everybody talking a lot of shit. Not that Belichick cares about the preseason.
No.
But these players do. Like, everything that's coming out has been bad. These players want to show up and play well. I don't see what the Giants really – who's going to play for the Giants?
Tyrod. Tyrod's probably not going to get that much run, right?
Right.
I think that Tyrod could sneaky get a good bit and that Danny could get more than you would normally see.
But if it comes down to – let's say it's Danny and Mac, Tyrod and Hoyer. Let's maybe call that a wash. I don't know. And then it comes down to Davis Webb versus Bailey Zappe.
That's where it gets a little bit.
Bailey Zappe, I loved last year. He's fucking won a lot of fucking college football games. Davis Webb.
The more I look at that, I love the Pats getting 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Giants money line.
Ooh. What were you gonna say, Mitt?
I was gonna say the more that I'm hearing about these quarterbacks, the more I am loving my under 34.5 in that game.
Yeah, very fair.
Yeah, but I mean, Tyrod might make that a. Tyrod might come out, try and take Danny Dimes' job, throw a couple touchdowns. We're in there, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think that might be a combo on Friday potentially.
Oh no!
Tell you what,
if T-Mobile,
yeah, if T-Mobile just goes off, Queen.
Tell you what, I don't
like. All right,
I don't love Tim Boyle and fucking David Blah.
Blah.
Can't love it
against Ritter and Felipe Franks, but. I did see the Lions last night going full fucking tackle. So if anyone's prepared for the first fucking preseason game, it's them.
I don't know. I'll probably go Falcons.
Ritter could go off.
Could. Yeah. Maybe. I've seen Blah play some good football.
I can just see.
Thanksgiving.
I can just see the next Hard Knocks episode. That's not who we are, man. You're just getting cranked by the Falcons.
Yeah, there was.
All right, we got a lot of work to do, man.
It's pretty good. Other news, looks like the Jags are going to play everyone.
Yeah, you better.
Trevor's going to play. Bethard's going to play.
It's time.
And the Browns.
You can't trot that shit out.
No. Dude. They're going against the Browns, who I guess if the decision doesn't come by Friday, they may play Deshaun. Are they going to play Jacoby? Because if Deshaun's going to be out, you can't get Jacoby hurt. And then you have Dobbs and Rosen, which Josh Dobbs, I've watched a lot of his preseason games. He's actually not a bad little preseason quarterback. But I think
what Rosen could do with some burn.
I know. I might lean Jacksonville, though. I don't know. That's why I didn't take that one yet.
Yeah, give me Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I'll go on the starter news.
I'm excited. We're fucking here. Football's here. We'll get into more of the tomorrow as the games actually start. Huh?
Jacks got the stinker out of the way.
They did. They played a game. That's like when a team goes from week 0 to week 1 college football. or there was a lot during the pandemic where a team already played a game versus a team that hasn't played a game yet. The team that played a game was
always... Tell you what, I have a hard time believing the Jags can play any good
football. Hey, respect Dougie P, Paul.
Yeah, I ain't betting the Jags.
Seen Dougie P last week, dude. They fucking couldn't do a damn thing.
Well, here's actually, it might be a live bet situation. If Doug P comes out with the visor instead of the hat that he was wearing last week, fucking auto bet Jags.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So that's some of the preseason.
You know why he retired? You know why he retired the visor, by the way? Because the last time he was wearing the visor, he threw a game by benching Jalen Hurts, so he can't keep that juju with
him. That didn't happen, dude.
See, that's the thing. How did the Eagles get away with that?
Well, we don't know what that
was. There wasn't much integrity on that field.
We don't know what that was. All right, let's do
fucking draft picks for Tom Brady sitting on a boat. Like, make any of it make sense, dude. None of it makes sense. let's throw in Nate Sudfield, lads. Here we go. Fucking.
Well, that was, I think, I mean, you can't trust anything that was going on with Carson Wentz. You never know. You just absolutely never know. Let's do PGA Tour real quick. FedEx Cup playoffs start. FedEx St. Jude Championship. Not the Classic. Not the Invitational. Little course stats here for you, Bruce.
Here we go.
12 dog legs. You guys aren't familiar with dog leg.
They go right. They go left.
But yeah. Bruce lives for these breakdowns.
No, it's a long approach route week.
Narrow. Also narrow fairways. Now, obviously, you know, driving accuracy, you always have to be accurate driving, but here we go. Rough's about 2.5-3 inches, so it's pretty deep, little rough.
Major conditions.
Water on 11 holes. Most water balls on tour.
We already did that like
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Did that.
And they have the fourth smallest greens. Okay.
Okay.
There's your course stats. So with all of that being said, who are you looking at this week?
Yeah, so we're down in Memphis. Last year, Tony Finau beat Cam Smith in a playoff. John Rahm was the leader that they sort of caught. First hole of the playoff, Cam Smith went OB and Tony Finau won. So Rory is your favorite at 10-1.
It's a little short.
It's pretty puke worthy.
Rory also came out and just said that he took 2 weeks off from golf, didn't pick up a fucking club, didn't hit the fucking gym, didn't eat a vegetable. So will Rory be rusty? I don't know, but 10-1 is not something I want to lay pre-tournament on Rory.
Hell no. And then you go to Scoot at 14-1. Mm-hmm. You know, he's worthy. And
I like Scoot.
If you want to be in the Scoot market during the FedEx Cup playoffs.
You know, if you're playing a little DFS and you want to take Scoot as a 12,000-ish price guy to maybe take him.
An A-tier. An A-tier. Okay. A high-budget play.
Okay, what else you want?
Cam Smith then at 16-1 with.
Are we fading Cam Smith because he's just is going to get $100 million right after this playoffs, or do we think he's
going? He wants
to walk it off.
So live rumors have been a bit of a kiss of death. It has felt like, but with that said, how amazing would it be if Cam Smith off the Open Championship rolls in, wins the FedEx Cup playoff, and everyone's eyeball, and then says, "All right, I'm out of here." Chuck the juices up.
So that thing that their lawyer said yesterday, that means that they make no extra money for winning tournaments?
Correct.
Wait, with it coming out of the...
Yeah, it comes out of their fucking...
Yeah, but they came out immediately and kind of disputed it, right?
No, they said it under oath in court.
Yeah.
Huh.
Unless the lawyer was completely wrong.
Yeah, I saw the judge say, these live contracts that these players are signing are horrible.
Well, we'll see.
Sign their lives
horrible for the players.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, except for they're getting paid, $100 million.
Yes.
So, fucking sign me up. Go ahead, Bruce. What else are you liking?
Pat Perez.
I'm just going for the leaderboard. These aren't necessary.
No, I know. What do you like though?
Guys that I like.
It's fucking puck's about to drop.
Spit it out, son.
All right. So John Rahm's 20-1.
Auto take for Bruce when Rami's 20-1.
If you remember earlier in the year, basically when the tour season was getting kicked up, we were staring down John Rahm +600. So exactly. 20-1 is an amazing price here. Here's a little fun fact. Over the last 2 years and 6 tournaments of the FedEx Cup playoffs, John Rahm has not been outside of the top 10.
Great stat.
So I am going John Rahm huge. And for a little perspective there, Will Zalatoris, I've been betting him. I love Will Zalatoris. I think you can make a case for this week as well. But he's 22-1.
Rahm.
And John Rahm.
Go ahead. I was going to say Rahm +230 to finish top 10.
Yeah. That, has happened the last six FedEx Cup playoff tournaments.
Exactly.
So I love John Rahm. He is my
He was also playing better golf the last 2 years than he was this year. But
For sure. He is, you know, he's dropped off, but he's also like, this would basically catapult him from 16th in the FedEx Cup standings, you know, to essentially first, tied basically 1A, 1B with Scotty Scheffler. So that's what I like the most for sure. Tony Finau on the heater, kind of could be concerned that he probably hasn't been playing much golf since the back-to-back wins, but that wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
So he could
keep
it rocking and rolling. And then Sungjae Im, 29-1, has been playing well. Probably sprinkle on Sungjae Im. I think it will be a big boy winning. So like JT at 16-1, you know, is getting a lot of heat too. I think it will kind of be a big dog, as the FedEx Cups usually are.
Sungjae was on my short list. Even shorter list, though, I do like Tony Finau, 22-1.
It's fair.
I like Xander, 18-1.
Really?
I do.
I think it's a little short.
A little I mean, I might wait on it. I like Rory and Scoot, but I'm going to wait on them. Brendan Steele is plus 12,000. He grades out very well in my model, right, Gumpy? Mito Pereira is also plus 12,000. Who
Mito
had a little bit of the melt earlier this year, and then Taylor Pendrith is plus 9,500. Those are some longer shots that I will be fucking sprinkling.
Yeah, Mito
Pereira.
I was thinking more like the Joaquin Niemann, you know, he's sticking it tight, getting hot, and Max Homa. But I just don't see it really with either one of them. So whatever. Yeah.
Those are our. I didn't, and I.
We need a dog to win.
Tell you what, I didn't like any three ball matchups.
Return of the Rambo.
Three balls?
No, the grouping is so tight that there's no like real outliers as far as like the three ball groups of like huge guys that I think like are going to play much better than the other guys. So you know, I didn't take anything.
It's fair.
No three balls. All right. so that's the golf. We did the preseason NFL football. Let's head to the diamond. Okay. Ooh. What was that?
Go on.
What do we have? We had an average night last night. I was 4-2.
Yeah.
2-3. Let's
tread water here a bit. Tough start to the week.
Well, fucking, you know, these teams are trying to just settling in a little bit. You know?
Jays fucking stink, dude. I'm done betting on that team.
Is that who? Fucking lost with Manoa and then lost with St. Louis. Those are my two losses last night. St. Louis was fucking wild.
Terrible. Horrendous.
Dads are back. Let's go. Dads, dude. Soto bomb. Machado walk-off.
That was sweet. Right now, Mets are up 10-2 in that one. Brewers are tied 2-2 with Tampa. Cubs are down 1-0 to the Nats. 0-0 Angels and Athletics. Bottom one. Anything finished yet today? No. Okay. So, today, let's go through the sketch. 4:10, about 18 minutes till first pitch. New York at Seattle. Nestor Cortez goes against Bob Ray. Nestor's got a 2.81. He's actually got a 1.81 during the day. 3.02 on the road. Bobby Ray, 3.54. He had a good bounce back outing last time after some not so good starts. I, however, couldn't resist laying the 120 with the full game for the Yankees and Nestor, so I'm going there.
Yeah, I stand with Chris Flex, and I hope the Yankees win 20-0 tonight.
Hell yeah.
Fuck this shit. Yankees first five money line.
Flex and curse?
I hope so.
Let's go.
Broughton fucking Gonzalez out there to give up 9 to the Yankees while Flexen's in the pen now. Like, fuck off.
I love it. I fucking love how fucking fired up you are about it.
Here we go.
Yankee fan Bruce, how do you feel about it?
None of those happen in the first inning because we got a no run in the first inning.
Okay.
All right. Are you with us, Bruce?
Yeah, team ride. I'm on the Yankees. They better hit the shit out of Bobby Ray or I'm going to find a way to jump in the
feels like everyone's got a lot on the line in this one.
Also a 4:10 first pitch. Jakob Yunis versus Sean Manea. Yunis has a 4.02, but he's going to 1.78 on the road. Manea, 408. He's got a little. He's getting a little roughed up as of late. Let me pull it up because I don't have it up right now. He gave up 8 in his last start. 2 before that, so it was a good start. 4 before that, 3. And he's a little bit up and down right now. Are you still rolling with the dads though?
Yeah, let's go. Eunice got roughed up a little bit his last time out. Only went 3. The dads got to get hot. They got to get hot now. So I'm rolling dads first 5 money line.
Bruce, you anything on that one?
I'm actually going Giants plus 1.5 full game. I just don't think these teams are that far apart right now.
I hate to agree with here with Bruce. It's mainly because Giants are much better against lefties, which I've said like 6 times in the last 2 weeks, and they fucking have burned me every single time.
I'm still hururting from the Giants getting absolutely killed by the Dodgers.
I know. Yeah, no, but I am also on Giants first 5.5.
This is one of 2 games where I think it's very bizarre that the run line underdog is less than the home team money line or the favorite money line.
Yeah, good point. Sandy Alcantara, your Cy Young favorite for the NL, goes against Noah Syndergaard, who did not have a great first outing for the Phillies. He gave up 4. Alcantara is coming off a full game shutout, which actually kind of scares me. In Miami,
Alcantara's thrown a lot of fucking innings, dude.
Are you kidding me? I feel like he's thrown like 100 more innings than anyone else.
I can't
in MLB.
Remember a game where he hasn't gone at least 6, even 7.
Let me see here. MLB stats, innings pitched.
He has to have the most in the league.
He's got, okay. I was like, what the fuck? He's got 158. Nola is closest. Aaron Nola is closest with 144. So he's got 14.
Nola? So yeah. I think when Nola gets beat up, the Phillies just hang leave him out there to die.
Hey, sorry about it.
Get yourself out of it, lad.
So we got Sandy versus Noah. Miami can't hit, which scares the fuck out of me, but I'm taking the +0.5 with Sandy.
I'm with you, Tone. Fuck it.
That one could bite us in the ass. Bruce, do anything there?
No, I'm not in the team's don't hit business anymore.
Yeah, neither am I, but hey, here we are. Berrios goes against Dean Kramer. There's a fucking pitching matchup for you. I'm out on that one.
Get this shit out of here. Fucking don't even ask me about a fucking Blue Jays game.
If you want to look at an over, maybe Berrios is a 5-4.
Manoa, I mean, do you watch Manoa on the mound?
Sweating
take a fucking water bottle with you, guys. Jesus Christ.
Seriously, you guys worry about fucking Shane Lowry.
It's August, pal. Jesus.
I'm on the Orioles plus 1.5. Why is the Orioles plus 1.5?
Shout out the Orioles, fucking. They're still fighting.
Dude,
they're
Ryan.
Half game out of the fucking playoffs.
Ryan Mountcastle, it's a double every at bat. I've never seen anything like this.
Shout out Ryan Mountcastle.
This guy's balling that.
Good luck on that one, Bruce.
Yeah, here we go.
Kyle Wright goes against Nick Pavetta. Wright's got a 4-1-1. He's been as of late. Pavetta 4-4-9. I did it last night and it worked out. Atlanta's too short of a price for me not to do it with the way that Boston's playing. I went Atlanta full game minus 148.
This fucking team, dude. What a fucking joke. Wait, I mean, this all started? This was before the season even started.
What happened?
Hunter Renfrow was literally one of our best players last year. But he went 1-for-30 in the playoffs. Like, he just went ice cold at the wrong time. Literally traded him straight up for Jackie Bradley Jr., who can't hit the broadside of a barn. Renfro's got like 20 bombs this year for the Brewers, plays great defense, has a hose. Like, we're not the fucking Tampa Bay Rays, dude. Stop acting like it. Yeah, like, we got their GM. We just we don't pay anybody. We don't get anybody. Like,
yeah, you could pay. You're allowed to pay.
It makes no sense, dude. It drives me nuts.
So you're on the Sox then? Or?
No, I ain't touching this game with a 10-foot pole.
Bruce, you want anything here?
No, sir.
Okay. Savali is going against Drew Hutchinson, Cleveland at Detroit. Savali has a 4.74, but he is a 7.67 away.
Drew Hutchinson. What happened to this man, too?
I know. Drew Hutchinson's got a 5-3-4. He's actually got a 4-6-0 at home, so maybe a slight pitching matchup for Detroit. That doesn't mean I'm going to take him, though. I'm not touching anything.
Here's one for you. Give me Guardians money line.
All right.
Why not?
Better team. Take the better team for no reason at all.
Why not? All right, well. What's up, Mitt? I just heard a murmur.
Fuck it. We're taking a no run first inning. Indy, Cleveland Guardians. Tigers. DC's made in for shit.
Did you hear those ERAs?
Yeah, they're really fucking high.
What is it, plus 600?
It's like, fucking ERAs are high. I'm fucking high as shit. I'm taking no run first inning.
Yeah, these ERAs are way too high.
Bases loaded, no outs.
Level.
Mitt, take fucking... Mitt, take NRF.
Water finds its level, there'll be five runs in the first.
Take the no run then in, with Berrios and Dean Kramer in that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
This is a parlay.
All right. Yeah.
Deposit boy tomorrow.
Southside!
So back.
Is in KC. Cueto versus Bubich. Cueto's got a 3.99, 2 ERA on the road. Bubich has got a 5.59. He's actually been better, though. He's got a 3.28 in July. I'm done betting on the White Sox.
Oh.
Fucking Cueto, dude. Are you kidding me? Give me the fucking Southside.
Hey, was Lance? Was that last night Lance was on the mound?
Ooh, Lance Lynn got lit up.
Yeah, I mean, he's a roller coaster. Lance Lynn.
I didn't see
it. Oh, sure you did.
Yeah, we turned that one off after like the second.
Sure you did. Fucking, I guess, Lean, what's the line on that one?
Cueto's been good, dude.
I mean, minus 1.5, full game, plus 118. Pretty good. I'm going to be on Southside tonight. You take that as you will.
Southside is a short price.
I know, dude. It's like minus 120.
They're 6-4 in the last 10. So are the Royals. Royals haven't quit. Good for the Royals. They were terrible at the beginning of the year. I don't want to touch it. I'm not touching it. Don't fucking talk me into touching that one. Glenn Otto goes against Verlander. What's this down on the board? What is this, a $4 favorite?
What do you do here?
$3 favorite. I'm out.
Yeah.
The ace, Jose Quintana, goes against Kyle Freeland. St. Louis is at Colorado. Quintana's last three starts, he's given up 1-0-0. St. Louis is on a 7-game winning streak before whatever the fuck happened last night. I will take the Cardinals full game. Again, fuck it, run it back, who cares?
Yeah, we don't call him the ace for nothing. Cardinals first five money line.
Fucking goal.
Consider me spooked. I don't know what that was last night, but I'm
a little scared of the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm taking a deep breath and staying far away from Coors Field. Fuck that.
Buccos are in Arizona still. Mitch Keller goes against Mad Bum. Keller's got a 4-3-1, Mad Bum 5-1-4. I lean the Buccos, but no thanks.
Yeah, Mad Bum, fucking, what happened, lad?
I know.
Oh, Mitch Keller on the fucking bump. Give me the peas. Let's go.
Maybe merch is just, I lean Buccos, but no thanks. It's good merch.
Thank you.
I every day. I lean Buccos too, but no thanks.
No thanks.
The Buccos lean.
Last game of the night, Sonny Gray goes against Ryan Pipiot, who young stud arm who's actually been pretty good. Sonny Gray, though, has given up 0-1-1 in his last three. Pipiot has a 3.75. Call me crazy here.
You're doing this?
Call me crazy.
Call me crazy.
Twins first five plus a half.
I ain't betting against the fucking Dodgers.
I didn't say it was smart.
Ew.
You're going that way.
I didn't say it was smart.
Tony, I thought you were going to take full game minus 1.5. That is what I am going to be doing.
That would be the run line for you, Mitt. You're on the Dodgers?
Yep, Dodgers. Go Dodgers.
Okay, let's run it through. I am on the Yanks minus 120 full game. Giants first five plus a half. Marlins first five plus a half. Full game Atlanta and St. Louis. And then Minnesota first five plus a half.
All first five, Dad's money line, Yanks money line, Marlins plus a half, Guardians money line, Southside money line, Cards money line.
Okay, Brucey Bruce.
Yankees minus 120, the Orioles plus 1.5, and the Giants plus 1.5.
Mitt, what's your fuck it parlay of the day?
We got the three-leg no run in the first inning, fuck it parlay here. The New York Yankees at Seattle Mariners, no run in the first inning. The Toronto Blue Jays at the Baltimore Orioles, no run in the first inning.
Love that one for sure.
And the Cleveland Guardians, Detroit Lions, no run in the first inning.
That one's going to hit because it shouldn't.
Yeah, this is only plus 507. I was expecting a little more on that.
Three-gamer, dude.
Yeah, but
plus 507. I was
fucking three plus
507.
I mean, it's no run in the first inning for some fucking bad pitchers. So I'm kind of worried about it. But you know what? We're riding with it. And then Chicago White Sox -1.5 full game. Duh. Pittsburgh Pirates.
Hell yeah.
Full game money line.
Okay, peace.
Yeah, duh, the P's, dude. And then the Dodgers, hottest team in fucking MLB right now. Obviously, -1.5, fucking plus 112. Fucking,
that's good. Hey, it's a good team.
Here we go.
Good luck. All right, we continue our NFC North preview with the Green Bay Packers. Speaking of, I don't know if we talked about this, Rodgers not playing in preseason. Jordan Love is going to go with the first team O-line, I believe was the talk there.
Bakhtiari gonna play?
I feel, I don't think so. It feels probably feels like he's not going to.
Probably next year.
Packers are -155 to win the North, 1200 for the Super Bowl, 500 for the NFC, plus 500 for the NFC. Over under is 10.5, -$5. Yes, to make the playoffs. They added Jaron Reed, D tackle from Seattle, and Pat O'Donnell, punter. Bjorquez was there last year. They lost. Not a small list. Devontae, MVS, Billy Turner, Lucas Patrick, both O-linemen there. Za'Darius Smith, Kevin King, and Bjorquez, which doesn't matter, I don't think. They added Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt from Georgia. Christian Watson, the wideout.
He practiced yet?
No, I don't believe so. And Romeo Doubs, the wideout from Nevada, who's getting all of the pub.
A lot of love.
All of the pub. So looking at their depth chart and stuff like that, I think their defense is going to be really, really fucking good. And I think that might be necessary. I don't know. It feels like their offense may need some time maybe to adjust. Now, Lazard, here's their – right now, their – depth chart at wideout is Lazard, Sammy Watkins, and Randall Cobb. I don't think that scares a lot of people. But when you have fucking 12 throwing the ball, does it matter?
Sammy can ever stay healthy, man.
Plus, they have Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, Jones could flank out a lot. Yeah.
But if Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs are good, they move up. They probably replace Sammy Watkins and fucking Randall Cobb. But I think early, like, I don't think it's going to matter because the defense is, I think the defense is going to be really good.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Bruce?
I mean, I do think that it matters, but probably not that much.
But also the O-line, like, they got a lot of, like, it's not
that's
just.
That's the thing that worries me more than the wide receivers.
It's not just Bakhtiari on the pup right now. Elton Jenkins is on the pup, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, like. Rodgers isn't dumb. He's going to get rid of the ball fucking quickly, and so will LaFleur, and then maybe they run the ball a lot to begin the season or whatever. But then I looked at their schedule, okay? I think they could potentially sleepwalk to their over, 10.5. I'll go through it with you. Bears and Lions. You think they lose to the Bears and Lions at all?
Four-piece.
Do you think they get one against the Vikings? We'll say that.
Yeah, I'd even say six.
Let's just go five conservatively.
Easy.
Yep.
At home, they have the Jets, the Giants, the Washington football team. It's eight.
The Giants is London, right?
Sorry, it's in London.
London town.
Who cares? Also at home, they have New England, Dallas, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's 11. That's not counting. They could win, obviously, at Philly and at Miami. But those are road games, so I didn't talk
definitely,
about it.
Definitely at Philly. They got shot.
And then they got – and then they have – they're at Tampa, at Buffalo. Those are tough. Those will be tough to win. And they have the Rams in Lambeau, too. I'm not taking under.
No. Have to take over. have to. How do you not?
Like the Bears, Lions, which is four, Jets, Giants, football team. What is it, seven? Seven right there.
Yeah.
And then if you split with the Vikings, which most likely there's eight, and then they have the whole rest of their schedule. Now, maybe I'm underestimating the wideout situation and the O-line situation, but I don't know.
The O-line is the concern.
Yeah, the O-line is a concern. But they still have good O-line. Like, they just need to get them back.
I just don't see it, though.
See what?
Is Bakhtiari going to play? Like, it's almost like it's in his head.
It feels like he is. Does it? Maybe. I don't fucking know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's dead. What's his name? Schneidman said it's not even his ACL. He said it's other stuff now. It's like, what do you mean?
Like, based, like, off of what because of the ACL, it's other stuff.
Yeah.
I know, but if him and Elton Jenkins come back, like,
yeah, then you're fine. Perfectly fine.
Perfectly but fine.
Still, you're also looking at a guy who hasn't played football in 2 years.
Did you say, like, they got Giants in London, like that was going to change me thinking that the fucking Packers weren't going to beat the Giants?
No. No, but...
Just to be factually correct.
Yeah, right? just to... I mean, I do... I could got a chance. See, yeah, I could see, you know, the Packers laying an egg at 9:30 in London time.
A cup of tea.
Yeah.
Mitt, any thoughts on the Packers, pal?
I mean... The 10.5 is just way too much at -160.
You can alt it.
I know, but they're really like, I don't see any value in the Packers betting them even to win their Super Bowl. Like, I don't.
No, I hear you.
I don't see any value in this.
1200's a little too light for you.
I will throw them in my all the divisions parlay.
Those are the best.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to put them in my all the divisions parlay.
When we finish this, I am pumped to do the divisions parlay.
That's probably my favorite bet of the football season. That had me invested until like week fucking 13. I had the Seahawks too.
Well, tell you what,
there's always somebody that fucking gets
it. It's because you can parlay it. Like if I could do a parlay of over unders for teams for win totals, fucking I'd be all over that. But you can't parlay those, unfortunately.
Mine's gonna be so looking crazy with the Giants fucking 7-1.
Go on.
Mine's gonna be to win 150 grand.
150 grand.
Yeah.
I think mine last year was like 10 for like 10 well, grand.
I already know. Fucking Bruce, I don't know if he's drinking the water downtown here too much or whatever's happened. He just put a fucking pretty sizable unit bet in on the fucking Colts to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Matty Ice movement, baby.
Yeah, I don't know if it's being too close to it and like Hard Knocks in season last year, but I really believe that there's like a better than 22-1 chance that the Colts win the Super Bowl this year.
We thought that
last year with Carl.
Yeah, but I mean, Carl really in my mind was the problem, and like kind of trying to do all the RPO shit, like letting Matt Ryan really play
bad football too. You
no, know, like, has Matt Ryan ever not had a top three offense with a great run game?
He was running
for his life last year. He got ragdolled in Buffalo. He might have got sacked 15 times.
I'm not saying the Colts are a bad team.
No.
I'm just saying there's a lot of other teams in the AFC that I think are better.
Yeah, I agree.
My thing is they could go into like a place like Kansas City or Buffalo and run them into the ground, right?
Good.
Yeah. I don't
like
think
if they get to the playoffs, they're built for it.
Last year, the problem was
they just always get fucking pass happy, man. And it's like
same corner.
Like put it on Carson for checking out of the call or whatever. But come on, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Just call
come
a straight on, up fucking run.
Run what do we do?
Should have never even gave Carson the option to fucking have an RPO. Yeah.
What and are we I, doing here, Frank? Off.
I also don't think that there are very many defenses in the AFC or just the NFL in general that are better than their defense.
Well, fucking better hope. Better hope the Maniac fucking comes.
The Maniac, I'm not going to, you know, be too worried about the Maniac. Whenever he's ready, he'll be ready and the ball will be on
defense,
the ground.
That defense did lose their defensive coordinator, and the one they brought in has, you know, his track record isn't the best.
In Ngakoue,
and I'm not saying they're going to be bad defense. Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Ngakoue is a huge pickup.
Does well for them too.
Huge, Huge.
Gilly Lock, are you kidding me? Kenny Moore in the slot. They're stacked.
You know who they... Now, Gus Bradley's the DC.
Big Gus.
Yeah, but there is a guy on their defensive staff who fucking probably... Who should be the DC. Fucking John Fox is in that fucking locker room.
Hell yeah. You got
John Fox in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, chewing gum now, I heard.
I'm
in the headset.
Now, all due respect to fucking Gus Bradley, but John Fox... that guy.
I'm sure they're having great meetings.
Talking about their personnel. That makes Gus Bradley. The only reason I say it is Gus Bradley was the guy last year who, remember when the Chiefs were struggling a little bit at the beginning of the year because everyone was just playing fucking deep zone and saying, like, go ahead, go down the field, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then they played the Raiders and said, and Gus Bradley said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to single up everybody. And then fucking Chiefs scored 45 points. That's my only worry about Gus Bradley. But I assume this coaching staff will fucking keep him real, dude.
Yeah.
He could do whatever he want with Passaccia running the helm last year.
Yeah. Say so.
Okay. Good show today, boys.
Good stuff.
Good stuff today. Tomorrow we will do the Minnesota Vikings. I'm interested to take a look into the Vikings. I haven't done really a deep dive into the Vikings yet. I'm interested.
I'm not as high as everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, I know in my head that I love their weapons. Yeah. I haven't looked at their defensive depth chart in a while because I know they've moved some pieces out of there. But I'm excited to look at the Vikings tomorrow. We'll do that. Maybe we'll do some live betting on the FedEx Cup. Obviously, more baseball. Two preseason games will kick off tomorrow. We can talk footy a little bit. We'll do a little footy for Friday. There's also a slate of preseason games for Friday that we could dive deeper into. We'll do that all tomorrow. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching and following at Twitter, Instagram, at Hammered Down on Twitter, Instagram, youtube.com/HammeredDown. We appreciate everything that you guys do for us immensely. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.